Well, it's a bit of freakish, really, because we sailed on the QE2 on her final year, and I've been following the progress of the new Queen on the website. And I went on the website to try to find out if they signed the contracts, and up come the pop-up and said, "Do you want some more information?" So I filled out the necessary things, and within about 2 hours, there was somebody on the phone saying, "Did you want to book a cruise?" And I said, "Yes." And they said, "Well, would you like to go on the maiden cruise?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Well, if you want to, you've got to pay some money now because it goes on sale next Wednesday and they'll be going very quick." Fortunately, at about 29 minutes past, 30 minutes past the hour at 1 o'clock on the following Wednesday, I got a phone call to say I got two tickets. And then the nightmare began of trying to keep it secret.
So how long is that you've kept it secret?
18 months.
Oh, crikey. Elaine, that's love, isn't it?
It must be love, mustn't it?
That's really, really good. How did he tell you on Saturday?
He announced it in front of all of our lovely guests who came to our wedding reception and confessed that he'd been lying to me all this time about what we were going to be doing. He'd never actually told me exactly what we were doing, but he had said we were flying out and cruising back. And so that's what I've been working on all this time. And then he announced it, as I say, in front of all our lovely guests. And it was just a complete shock. And it was a complete blur. And there's lots of photos of me with my hands clapped over my mouth.